Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I think let's talk about surprises that have happened already.
You know, and we're going to do a segment and go into some depth about the various problems that were created by the surprises. But you know what's interesting is when we think about markets, it's often important to go back and do a post-mortem, because when you look back in time, you look back with hindsight and everything seems obvious, right? So I think it's important that we step back in time. We start at the beginning of 2022 and we analyze what was different versus what we thought, right? And there's something to be gained from that, because it's about positioning from that point. We've got a cool show today. We're going to talk a little bit about surprises, right? How to profit and protect as we move into 2023 based on what those surprises were.
January, February are the times where people start looking at their statements, their portfolios, start thinking about, okay, I'm entering in retirement, or I'm going to go to retirement shortly, and how's my portfolio doing? Do I need a second opinion?
Yep.
Do I need to look at my, am I doing it right?
Yep.
That's the concern. Am I doing it right? I think this is a point in time where people find that the surprises are harder to tolerate when the surprises are to the downside.
For sure, because people have changed and they've changed in where they are in their life, right?
Correct.
This retirement life, and that's an important consideration.
So some of the forecasts that we've been hearing about for 2023.
Yeah.
Interest rates are gonna drop towards the end of the year. We're gonna get into a recession this year. All these predictions. Mm-hmm. I find it very interesting is that people are more focused on a prediction than they are on the data.
So explain that.
So if you watch any major media outlet mm-hmm. when it talks to business news, the conversation that comes up with, here is the information I have today, and here's what my prediction is going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you start looking at predictions, people start reacting to the prediction, not the data. Because the data is the input of information that you know to be fact.
Right.
The assumption or where you're predicting, that is a guess.
Okay.
And what I find that people focus on is just what is going to be the guess. So what's going to happen this year?
Right.
And we're going to have a guest on the show that we're going to ask that same question.
Yeah.
What's your expectation of 2023?
Yeah.
And where do you think things are going? Which is a great question to ask. But I think there needs to be a little bit more that people do when they look at their portfolios. Is that the only outcome possible?
The prediction that they have in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I see where you're going with that. I think that's really interesting. Predictions are important because you need a thesis of where we are, what we're doing, and so on and so forth. It's an important piece of the puzzle. The data confirms or not that over time, right? And because of the uncertainty, the gap between those two things, that's where we get volatility. And so, you know, the wider the variance on the predictions in the future, the more volatility you'd expect to get.
And that's what we're experiencing.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at what happened this week in the markets. Companies have started to disclose their earnings, their fourth quarter earnings. Let's focus on the banks on Friday as an example. The market saw the numbers,
mm-hmm.
the fact, and they didn't react to the fact. They reacted to what the expectation of those financial institutions are in the future.
In the future, yeah.
And so a lot of volatility intraday within just those companies alone. And I'm mm-hmm. talking about the US banks. And that happens now because we're going to get these quarterly earnings coming out this month, a little bit next month as well. It's the forward guidance that's going to take a lot of the spotlight.
Right.
And if the forward guidance isn't something that the analyst likes to hear or the investor or the trader, you're going to start to see more volatility. And so again, forward guidance is just what you think's going to happen.
It's a prediction, as you said. Right?
Now, there's some data you work with when you're
yep.
running a business,
yep.
but you don't know if that's really gonna happen. So when you build a portfolio, it's not just what you think's gonna happen only. You could be right and things are exactly the way it is. You could be wrong, but you could be wrong and things could be better.
Right.
You could be wrong and things could be worse. Now you gotta kind of weigh that out. And we talk about this time and time again with our clients, on the show, with our team, that there's multiple views of what could happen, outcomes.
Right.
And I think what we're gonna start to see, we saw a bit of it this week, we're gonna see more and more over the next few weeks, is we're going to see still that volatility continue because people are looking at the forward guidance more than they're looking at the fact.
Well, yeah, and they'll be very sensitive to it because of the wide variance, right? I mean, you and I discuss all the time in the research that we read, there are very, very divergent views about what's going to happen, right? Is inflation, do we have a trend where inflation is coming down? Some will say yes, some will say no. We certainly have data to indicate that, but is that enough data to form a trend? And whether it's a trend for you and me, secondary to the fact that we think it's a trend for the central banks.
Correct.
Because central bank action, right, is going to form a big part of what happens. And we simply don't know. The central banks don't know where they're necessarily going to stop because they haven't got all the data, right? And so this is the choppiness we talk about. Now, we would expect, I think, throughout the course of this year that we'll get some more clarity. That's why people keep talking about the second half of the year. We'd likely get some clarity about what the inflation trend is and where central banks are going to stop, right? We don't know if they're going to cut or not. We'll have a conversation with our next guest a little bit about that. So there's still going to be uncertainty through that period of time. So to your point, it's very dangerous to assume there is only one outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And emotion drives those dangerous choices.
Yeah.
Headlines drive those dangerous choices. Yeah. And, you know, we talk about this often, but you got to avoid that.
And so let's talk about what happened in our portfolio this week. We made some changes.
Yes.
And I think it's important to talk about because we're looking for not only the fact, but looking for the opportunity within the fact.
That's right.
Okay. Fact is international markets are cheaper on a valuation basis than domestic markets, US, Canada. Okay. Fact. We started to
increase
our exposure internationally.
Yeah.
Fact is bonds are more attractive on an interest rate in the short term than they have been in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Add to bonds.
We added to bonds. Fact is the U.S. market has a higher risk on valuation and earnings growth when it comes to high growth companies like the tech companies.
Because their valuations are higher.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
So we've pared back on that.
Right.
And we were already low weight in that area in 2022. We reduced our weight exposure to technology and high growth. Think of NASDAQ. I'm not saying only NASDAQ, but think of that.
High multiples.
Yeah. The high multiples have been contracting. And we also know, in fact, over every historic recession and interest rate increase, small, medium-sized companies, primarily in the U.S., rebound the fastest and give you the biggest upside potential, or one of the biggest upside potential.
Yeah.
These are facts. These are not guesses. So this week, we made quite a bit of movement in our portfolio based on the facts.
Yep.
Now, the weights that we put into each of the portfolio or each of the individual asset categories is based on a bunch of assumptions.
Right.
And it could be better or worse than what we expect, but we're able to be nimble enough to adjust.
You've got to adjust, that's right, exactly.
So I think when we look at how do you build your strategy for 2023, or as you move forward, what we're gonna hear from our peers in the industry is hang in there, ride the wave, things will be okay. That's it. No major adjustments, no looking at here's the opportunity. They have one thesis, here's what you need to buy, and over the long term, you'll be fine. But we know as you go through retirement, the risk goes up if you just wait for the entire business cycle to go through its regular duration, which could be 7 to 10 years.
And Faisal, add to that, part of the equation is always the art side, how people feel.
Yeah.
And I don't want to diminish the experience people have. We have to invest based on facts, data, right? And the thesis.
And tolerance of risk.
And part of that is how people sleep. And the fact that people, as they move into retirement, they get more sensitive.
Correct.
They're more sensitive than when they were 35 years old. And so that's part of the equation as well.
And that's why coming up after the break in our next segment, we're going to talk about one of the best managers that have been able to handle volatility and squeak out a positive return in 2022, which is not like most money managers, not like most strategies. That's something happened in 2022 that he saw that was very interesting in how we protected capital.
You bet.
And we're gonna definitely talk about how to profit and protect and have that strategy set up for you in your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 24th, 7 p.m., live online and in person. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, so let's stick around. We're going to talk about what happened in 2022, what the surprises were, because that's going to set us up for how to understand how to take advantage of it in 2023. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.